Protests. Nyali MP Muhammad Ali has appealed to Mombasa youth to refrain from the anti-government protests because they have been hijacked by people with evil plans. Ali's call comes a day after the port city witnessed unprecedented day-long chaos that characterized the protests that were supposed to be peaceful. Reportedly, two people lost their lives, scores were injured, wanton destruction of properties worth millions and learning and businesses were disrupted as many schools and shops were closed. Political rivalry between Ali and Governor Abdul Swamad Nasir played out in the presser as Ali accused the governor of fueling the protests. Since the onset of the protests, Governor Nasir has been coming out to advise the protesters in his addresses not to cause chaos. Ali said the county loses a lot of revenue as businesses are closed and the governor should not complain after a few months that he doesn't have money to pay employees or for service delivery to the citizens. The protests have prevented parents from earning their daily bread and traders from opening their businesses, said Ali, adding that those who sustained injuries in the protests and are in public hospitals will be treated for free by the government. He appealed to Mombasa youth to desist from engaging in criminal activities in the guise of protests and risk making the country lose its peace akin to the neighboring countries in the region which were destroyed by bad politics and tribalism. Let's not destroy our country because of the greed by certain people, said Ali. He further advised the media not to partake in fueling unrest in the country through coverage that may be a catalyst of chaos. Learn to know what to air and what not to air because if the country is destroyed we will all go down. There will be no first-class or second-class citizens in this country. Everyone will be a victim. Please, when you're airing these things you must preach peace, appealed Ali. He said the country is coming back to normal as out of 47 counties only 4 counties witnessed protests on Tuesday. It means that people have started to see that this is beyond the finance bill. This is not about the finance bill. It is about something else that people are now trying to take advantage of to destabilize this country, said Ali. This is a sovereign state. There is a government in place which has been elected by the people who have the power to do that in 2027, he added. He urged the protesters to allow the head of state to put his house in order as he has agreed to return the finance bill, 2024 to the National Assembly, engage the youth and will roll out several changes. We as leaders are also going to engage the youth. I am going to go round the county. I don't care whether I will be hit or not. I am going to preach peace because that is my mission now to talk to the youth, said Ali. He pleaded with the youth not to destroy the country, fight each other, destroy properties, and kill one another but to give the police time to maintain law and order. The legislator further asked politicians who may be involved in funding the protests to stop because, this country is bigger than all of us. Francis Materia urged the youth to heed the president's call for dialogue to iron out any outstanding issues. Bishop Rehab Courier urged the youth to halt the protests and to embrace dialogue does not engage in lawlessness that may destroy the country. As parents we are aggrieved. Can we take care of our children? Let's speak to our children, calm them down, pray for them and support them even in this time, said Bishop Mustafa Juma. Said the protests started well and were peaceful but added that now the nation may slowly be drifting to anarchy. He encouraged the youth to stop the protests. Commuting is now a challenge in Mombasa, even when you walk you're worried about who is behind you as criminals have taken over the protests, said Sheikh Yusuf Swalla.